Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, your thoughts on this is going to be year number three if we hear this now this year. We heard Pronti talk about it in post game. We've heard kids say it over and over. The year three now, where low energy level and not playing hard is what is continuously said. And I said earlier that at some point we got to figure out who's to blame for all this stuff. And I know athletes don't like hearing who's to blame, that it's a team game and all this other stuff. But at some point you've got to turn around and say, okay, either this roster can't figure out how to play well enough together, and it's not in the coaching staff, or you have to look at the coaching staff and say, this coaching staff can't get this team to play hard night in and night out. But if we go through this whole year again, and at the end of the year we're still saying the same thing again, like we were last year and like we were the year before, something has to change.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. I mean, people have to be accountable, whether it's the general manager, the head coach, you know, the players. If they're not, you know, in step with the program, get
Gary,
rid of them, bring in guys that you want. You
Gary,
know?
They yeah. lost to the Mavericks, who got embarrassed the night before. The Mavericks, again, played the night before. The Bucks didn't. They embarrassed the Bucks. So now you figure, well, the Bucks are going to be mad. They're going to come out angry at home, get out early, and we're going to have a good showing. The Wizards played last night. The Bucks slept in their own bed. And the Bucks again didn't bring it.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, Steve, but in fairness to the Bucks, and, you know, I'm always throwing the Bucks, right? they were undermanned. I mean, on paper, it wasn't even close. I mean, the Wizards, in my mind, have one of the most talented rosters in the NBA. To me, they got a legitimate shot of getting to the NBA Finals. And they got some knuckleheads down there, but from a talent standpoint, they are loaded. And you look at the Bucks roster, you look at Giannis, you look at Middleton, and where else?
Maybe Bledsoe.
Maybe, and he's been struggling big time.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, in fairness to the Bucks, they just didn't have that power to.
But Gary, oh, okay, that's fine, and you can defend, and that's your right, and you can do that. This is my point. You scored 88 points. You couldn't hit an outside shot to save your life. You say, Sterling Brown, we're going to bring you up from the G League. You don't even activate and play the guy who's on fire down there for the last two games. Instead, you have Wilson activated. You weren't going to play him. Ballenboy wasn't playing unless somebody fouled out or got hurt. Terry's there to be an assistant coach, essentially, at this point. And Rashad Vaughn is so far in the doghouse, he's not going to play. So you couldn't activate Sterling Brown?
I hear you. To me, the mystery of the night, that was Malcolm Brogdon playing 17 minutes. I mean, here's a guy that's playing up around 30 or more on a regular basis, and all of a sudden, he's playing 17. And, you know, to me, he's the glue guy. I mean, he's the guy that keeps that team together. He just does a lot of the dirty work, and he's very, very even keeled on the court.
Well, Gary Payton played well tonight. I mean,
He did. You know, he did play well, and he played hard. But when John Wall decided that, hey, I'm going to take over the game, he took over the game.
Well, sure. But I mean, he's not John Wall. Yeah. I mean, I understand that. I'm just saying, for GP2 to actually get in the game tonight, I thought he played really well. Gary, thanks so much for coming on. We're already way past where we're supposed to be. And we will talk to you on Wednesday on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sounds good. Thank you, Steve.
There's Gary Wolfel, Racing Journal Times and WolfelsPressBox.com.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.